Hello, and thanks for joining the Momentum for Change podcast series. Today, we're traveling to Mexico, where EcoCasa is helping the country tackle climate change by unlocking financing to build low-carbon housing and increasing the number of mortgages for low-carbon housing. Mexico's rapidly expanding cities are bringing with them increased energy demand and inefficient transport patterns. Financing to build more sustainable houses is helping them lower energy consumption and spending, cut greenhouse gas emissions, and strengthen government policies and initiatives. To tell us more, we're joined by Klaus Feigl, Senior Project Manager at KfW.
So this project really goes back to 2010. At the time, Mexico was already working on different ideas to reduce the energy consumption of the residential sectors. The National Development Bank Sociedad Hipotecaria Federal was really in charge of developing new ideas around the reduction of energy consumption of the residential sectors. And they've been working with the Inter-American Development Bank and ourselves to see how we can use concessional resources to incentivize the development of a green housing industry. What we finally came up with was a program that offers incentives to housing developers. That means housing developers get concessional interest loans if they build low-emission houses that live up to certain standards. And we have seen that this really works in the Mexican context.
Can you tell us a little bit about how this is going?
Well, it's going extremely well. We see that the demand for loans under the EcoCasa program has surpassed our most optimistic expectations. As of today, more than 700 housing units have already been completed. 4,000 units have been approved for financing and are being built, and 8,000 additional units are being prepared. We're about to start this year construction of extremely energy efficient houses, so-called zero-emission or passive houses. This is being financed with the support of the European Commission. There are about 700 of these passive houses being constructed in the next couple of years.
You said 700 housing units have already been completed. Are people living in these houses already?
Yes, absolutely. People love these new units because they are more comfortable and they save a big chunk of the energy bill. So we already see that it works, that the inhabitants love their new eco houses, and the developers are eager to get on board.
What is a zero-emission house? What does it look like? How would I know it's different from any other house?
We don't prescribe technologies, but rather we say you have to reach certain goals. For a normal eco casa, it's a 20% reduction compared to the baseline. How you want to reach this, developer, is up to you. So we see that there are different designs, not only for different climate zones, but also for different tastes and different technological prowess from different developers. So you will recognize an EcoCasa or a passive house probably in many small ways. So there's insulation, there are better windows with two or three panes, but it's not a cookie-cutter system where each EcoCasa is going to look alike. The developers have to submit their housing designs for pre-approval before they get credit.
Are you seeing that there's a wider impact in the wider community? Are other people starting to pay attention and notice these houses?
The demonstration effect is only just starting. We think this is going to become much more important as time progresses. We have seen another effect of the EcoCasa program in terms of regulation. So some of the breakthrough technologies or innovation that we foster here is now being adapted to national regulatory systems. This was part of the purpose of the initiative.
Do you have any numbers?
We have plenty of numbers. Over the lifetime of these houses, we're going to save over 1 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions. But really, this is just a drop in the bucket. What really is going to matter is the demonstration effect. If these 27,000 houses being built are just a tiny fraction of the houses being built in Mexico every year. So if we can induce Mexican developers and the Mexican government to change from the traditional housing to a sustainable housing model, we're going to save millions and millions of tons of CO2 emissions more than just by focusing on these 27,000 units.
If there's one key message that you really want to drive home, what would that message be?
This is doable. Changing from the standard old housing sector to a sustainable housing sector is technologically and financially doable.
It was great talking to you, and thanks so much for your valuable insights on this important activity that's helping people and the environment. I'm your host, Sarah Marshaldon. You've been listening to the Momentum for Change Lighthouse Activity podcast series. These activities are shining a light on concrete climate change action around the world. For more information and to listen to other podcast installments, find us on the web at momentumforchange.org. That's Momentum for Change with the number 4.org.